This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Voting is underway for the seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections. In this phase, polling is being held in 57 parliamentary constituencies spread over 7 states and 1 union territory. These include 13 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Punjab, 9 in West Bengal, 8 in Bihar, 6 in Odisha, 4 in Himachal Pradesh, 3 in Jharkhand, and 1 parliamentary constituency in Chandigarh. Voting began at 7 this morning and will conclude at 6 in the evening. Over 11% voter turnout was recorded till 9 a.m. State-wise polling percentages: West Bengal over 12%, Uttar Pradesh nearly 13%, Punjab over 9%, Himachal Pradesh over 14%, Orissa nearly 8%, Jharkhand over 12%, Bihar nearly 11%, and Chandigarh nearly 12%. A total of 904 candidates are in the fray in this phase. Prominent among them are Prime Minister and Senior BJP leader Narendra Modi, party leaders Anurag Thakur and Ravishankar Prasad, Congress leader Manish Tiwari and Vikramaditya Singh, RJD leader Meesa Bharti, and Trinamool Congress leader Abhishek Banerjee. Over 10 cross 60 lakh voters are eligible to vote in this phase. Simultaneously, polling is being held for remaining 42 seats of Odisha Assembly in the fourth phase. In addition, Assembly by-elections for 6 constituencies in Himachal Pradesh and 1 seat each in Bihar, Uttar Pradesh and West Bengal are also taking place. This seventh phase will mark a grand finish to the world's largest polling marathon that began on the 19th of April and has already covered 486 Lok Sabha seats. Prime Minister and Senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has called upon the people to vote in large numbers. He hopes that young and women voters exercise their franchise in record numbers. In Bihar, polling is underway peacefully in 8 parliamentary constituencies of Patna Sahib, Patliputra, Sasaram, Ara, Karakat, Buxar, Jahanabad and Nalanda. Polling is also taking place for by-elections in Agyaon Assembly seat in Bhojpur district. All poll-bound areas in this phase fall under Patna Commissionary Region. In the riverine areas of Ara, Patna and hilly regions of Sasaram and Karakat parliamentary constituencies, special vigil is being maintained. Union Minister and BJP candidate R.K. Singh from Ara parliamentary seat and former Union Ministers Ravi Shankar Prasad, Upendra Kushwaha, Ram Kripal Yadav are in the fray. Presently, all seats of this phase are held by BJP and constituents of NTA. In Odisha, polling for Lok Sabha elections is being held in Mayurbhanj, Baleshwar, Bhadrak, Jajpur and Kendrapada and Jagat Singhpur today. Prominent figures in the fray include BJP's former Union Minister Pratap Chandra Sarangi and National Vice President Vaijayant Panda, as well as BJD stalwarts Sudham Arandi, Lekha Shri Samant Singhar, Manjulata Mandal and Anshuman Mohanty. Pune police has arrested Shivani Agarwal, the mother of the minor in the Kalyani Nagar vehicle accident case. It is alleged that the minor's blood samples were altered and his mother, Shivani Agarwal, is accused of paying the doctors for the same. She will be produced before the court today. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that heat wave to severe heat wave conditions will continue over parts of Haryana, Delhi, Punjab, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Odisha, Bihar and Jharkhand today. These conditions will also continue over Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Uttarakhand and Andhra Pradesh today. However, maximum temperatures will fall by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over northwest and central India and by 3 to 4 degrees Celsius over east India during the next 2 days. The weather agency has also forecast light to moderate rainfall over northeast India and West Bengal during the next 6 days. Meanwhile, flood situation has worsened in Assam with 6 people losing their lives and about 3,50,000 people being affected across 11 districts. In boxing, World Championships bronze medalist Nishant Dev has become the first Indian male to qualify for the 2024 Paris Olympics. Nishant booked the Paris Olympic ticket after defeating Moldova's Vasil Chebotari in a unanimous 5-0 decision in the men's 71kg category quarterfinal at the World Boxing Qualifiers in Bangkok yesterday. He is the fourth Indian pugilist to qualify for Paris Olympics. And that is the end of this news bulletin.